Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Jessica. And we're two sisters momming, homeschooling, adventuring with our kids in the Pacific Northwest.
We are by no means experts, but we love to chat about what is and isn't working in our own lives.
Join in the conversation at homeschooladventurespod@gmail.com. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
How good. Are you really?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing okay.
Yeah.
Hanging in there.
Yeah. It's been a crazy November.
It's been a crazy year.
This is true.
November's been insane.
November just feels extra crazy, I guess.
Yeah, it totally does. We just finished up doing our Thanksgiving a few days early.
Yeah, we had to do it early because I ruined Thanksgiving.
It's not your fault.
We have to go to Arizona for a wedding right after Thanksgiving, the day after. So we celebrated early.
We did. It wasn't our best Thanksgiving meal.
No, it was very mediocre.
It was very mediocre. I think we took the pressure off by saying, oh, it doesn't have to be much, just a few things.
Which I think is a good thing to think with all things in life
right now. We did nail our pies, though.
I mean, our pies are always spectacular.
I mean, that's really the part that I care about.
Myself, yes. We always go ridiculously crazy over pies, and we make more than we could ever
eat. We have six pies for seven people, but one of those people is just breastfeeding, so he doesn't really eat his own pie.
Nope. So that's just, what pies did we make? We did pumpkin and coconut cream and key lime
and pecan. But a couple of each on some of those. That's a lot of pies.
Yes. So what else
do you? You have your big Arizona trip coming up.
Yeah.
For the wedding.
Yeah.
And I just got back from San Diego, California, visiting my sister and her family. Mm-hmm. That was a super fun trip. That's a long drive, but so worth it.
Yeah.
It was funny. They, you know, it's sunny Southern California, but I apparently brought the Pacific Northwest rain with me because it rained like three of the days we were there.
I know. I'm so jealous you got to see everyone.
I know. It was so good to see them. We had so much fun. We got to play Kick the Can in the dark.
Oh, that's so fun.
So we had a ton of fun doing that and playing a bunch of games together. And my sister, I think this must run in the family, but I know you do this too, but she just like feels the need to feed you. Like, I obviously could have gone and grabbed food anywhere, but
Chelsea cooks so well too.
She does. So she just fed us the whole time we were there. Good food too. And you do that. Every time I come over, you're making me food and sending me home with food. So it's nice.
Yeah. What else? We just got back from a trip, too.
We did.
We went up to my favorite place ever.
Yes.
Up in the Cascades, over like in the gorge area by Cascade Locks, and then up towards Mount Hood.
We did. We got snow like the first day we got there.
Mm-hmm. And we got to play lots of fun games and
had an epic snowball fight battle.
Yes.
It got a little heated, but everyone ended well.
Yes. It was awesome. I can't think of any. Oh, I have been doing doula stuff.
Yes.
I attended a birth, which was awesome.
Yeah.
So, and I have another client right now.
Coming up. So we're just like
cruising through.
Doing all the doula things already, which is so crazy because it feels like you were just beginning and now you're already in the middle of it.
And I'm such an introvert, so it's weird that I'm
doing it. I knew the hardest part was going to be like getting out there, meeting new people.
Yeah, I just did it. I think you just have to do it or else you'll talk, at least for me, I'll talk myself out of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny that you go from like barely being able to say hi to people to being like, hi. Hi. I'm going to be here at one of the most intimate moments of your whole entire life.
All up in it, and here I am. Yeah.
Go big or go home. I guess that's your motto.
Yeah. So, very crazy.
Yeah.
But what are we talking about today?
I think we're going to talk about homeschooling through COVID, how it's really going.
Yeah.
I think we had some big plans and ideas at the beginning of this year, and I don't know about you, but mine aren't really working out.
No, we're just kind of making it work right now.
Yeah, we were just talking about how when COVID first started, we made this list of all the things we were going to do when it ended.
Just keep adding to that list.
I guess we're still adding to it.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that, you know, we're still going through this. And I don't know if this has happened all over the country, but we're back in quarantine.
Yeah.
For a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Be another 2 weeks.
Yes, for now.
Yeah, I think that it's happening other places too.
Yeah,
right?
I think a lot of places are shutting back down. I mean, I just am over it. I'm so done with all of this. It's been hard. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it, as it's with more time, it's just kind of gotten harder. I'm just like, okay, when is the light at the end of the tunnel?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I never expected it to go on this long when we first started. So this is like getting old.
Yeah.
But hopefully there will be a time where we won't have to talk about COVID anymore. That would be fantastic.
Agreed.
So a lot of our plans and hopes for this year in homeschooling have kind of gone by the wayside. And I think we're just kind of doing easy things, things that are like open and go. What about you guys?
Pretty much the same. I mean, this is kind of like what we have been doing, but I always like had the intention of like, okay, like we're just kind of getting our bearings and then, you know, we'll start adding in all of the curriculum and all of the planning and all that type of stuff. But, you know, here we are and I'm still kind of just doing what we need to get by. And I'm just going to try to make peace with that for right now.
Me too. I feel like school is kind of crazy for everyone right now, whether you're public schooling, whether you're distance learning, whether you're just starting out as a homeschooler.
Yeah.
I think it's like a little bit hard to focus on checking all of those boxes right now. So I think that we're in good company and that everyone's feeling the same way. So I think it's okay to be easy on ourselves and know that, you know, the opportunities to do more will come. And to just kind of lean into making sure we're in a good mental place and that our kids are feeling safe and secure right now with all the craziness. So
yeah.
I think those things have become more of a priority.
And reminding ourselves that kids are always learning.
True.
And even if we're not like, you know, doing a rigorous school, you know, day filled with lessons, that they are still learning and we're doing things and it's all going to work itself out.
It will all work itself out. That's hard for like those box checkers like myself to feel okay about, but I see him learning every day and it's not from me. So
no. So what is your days looking like right now?
So right now we're trying to do a little bit every day. That's one thing that kind of stuck from my plans from this beginning of this year. We were doing a couple of long days and that wasn't working. And that was one of the things he wanted to change. So we've decided to do just a little bit every day. But like I said, I'm taking kind of the lazier route. So we're doing lots of nature documentaries. Those are always a fun
Netflix
thing for
him. Has so many right now.
There's
too.
So many. So does Disney Plus. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, we're finding them everywhere. And they're really, really good ones. I can't think of the title, but we're watching, I think it's a 4-part series. It might be more, but it's about a zoo in Australia.
Okay.
And it's like shows the zookeepers. And after watching like 3 of the episodes, my son's decided like, oh, he's for sure going to be a zookeeper. That was like the coolest job ever.
That's amazing.
So he's super into those. We're still reading a lot of good books. We finished The Secret Garden. We watched the movie. I think there's a new Secret Garden movie that just came out.
Really?
In 2020. It doesn't have the best reviews. And I remember really liking the version that was out when I was a kid. So we watched that version. I think it was made in 1993.
I can still see the VCR cover of it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
I can still see it.
Yeah. So we did that version. I might watch the 2021 myself and just kind of see if it's worth doing that one too. But we loved both the book and that movie version was super good. Because of your son, my child is now on round like 4 of listening to the audiobook series, The Wingfeather Saga.
Yes. My husband reads those books to him. And there are always suggestions from you guys.
Yeah.
And so we've found some of our favorite books ever because of you guys. And I just think it's hilarious that he wants to keep reading them.
I know. He's like, he just wants to be like at the same place that you guys are. But I keep telling him, like, we're going to get to that place and then we're going to move forward because audio just feels just such great books.
I mean, I've sat in and listened too, and he's always telling me about it, but like the writing is beautiful.
It is. It's so beautiful. I love the storyline. I love the relationship of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes me so happy that we get to share books that are, that our kids can like have this like shared experience.
Yes.
With the books. It's so fun.
Yes. Bark of the Bog Owl was amazing too.
I know. I love that one.
Lots of them. Yeah. So you're reading lots of good books.
We're reading lots of good books. We are doing a little bit of math every day, whether it's like a page out of the workbook that we're going on or doing some flashcards.
I do mine a little differently. So you're doing like one page every day of math. It's not like you're checkmarking math off for the week.
No, I mean this, yeah, we're trying to do just little bits every day. So if we're not doing a page in the workbook, then we have like a couple of other books. This great book at Costco, it's like called How to Be a Math Genius or something, and it has like a lot of logic puzzles and just like interesting ways about looking at math, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do maybe a page from that occasionally. We'll do flashcards or what is the other thing, we play a lot of multiplication war.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, or we do Sudoku or Ken.
Why am I not doing that? We started doing Sudoku. I totally spaced that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy because, again, it's like I'm mm-hmm. only doing open and go things. So it's just like, oh, let's just do a page of Sudoku.
You had also told me about that other great math book, like something like Bedtime Math.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Math.
We get that.
Is it Bedtime Math?
It's called Bedtime Math. I think there's three in the series, but it's great because it has all levels. So you could do one for your littlest, like ask mm-hmm. that question. You could read the story and then ask the littlest question for your littlest, and then ask a tougher question for your older. So it's great because it covers all different age ranges. So we pick and then there's like a bonus one if you want to really challenge your kids, but he loves those. And they actually have an app. So if you've read all of the books.
The books have an app?
Yeah. The Bedtime Math has an actual app that will do the same thing. It'll take you through a story.
Okay.
And there's usually a picture. And then it'll have you ask a word problem at the end.
Oh, yeah. See, my kids loved that.
Yeah, those are really, really great. So we definitely do those too. And then we do math dice once in a while, which is just kind of doing mental math. It's like a fun game.
Yeah.
So we'll just kind of like cycle through.
So you're doing a little bit of math every day.
A little bit of math every day. And it's very, very small amount.
Yeah.
Very small.
Okay.
So then we are, what else are we doing? I started for history, I guess it is, but we started doing a small unit study on like the voting process and presidents and the Constitution and the Revolutionary War, just kind of because we were having an election this year and there was a lot of talk about the president and things like that. I just kind of wanted to do a small unit study on that. So we kind of dove into a bunch of different topics related to that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he's been obsessed with the presidents. There's like a couple of books that we've gotten that are about each president, just like a little bit about them or their life or how they were as a kid.
Yeah.
And I think we're on like the third book that's kind of in the same style, like stories
really?
Of presidents. And he just eats them up, which is
so
funny
you
to me.
I love when you find something that they're so into.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
yes.
surprised. I thought like he would be more into hearing about the Revolutionary War and that kind of thing, but it's really been the presidents that has
Does
like
he have a favorite?
That trail. He really loves Abraham Lincoln. He loves Barack Obama because he loves saying his name. He'll just randomly say Barack Obama.
It does have a nice
has a nice little
sound.
Ring to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he'll probably say that's his favorite if anyone asks him.
That's too funny.
But it's funny that that's kind of stuck. I was gonna say some of the great books that we found in this. In this topic. So
you always have the best books.
Some of them have been really, really good. Like I've learned so much. There's this one called George versus George. So it's about like George Washington versus King George III, who was the ruler of England around the time that the Revolutionary War began. And it's pretty great because it has some fun facts and comparisons, but I like that it tells it from both sides of the story, because I think that's the thing with history is when you focus on one side and you're like, these people were right, it kind of lets out one other side of the story. I mean, history has two sides. Mm-hmm. Like, every single story has two sides to it.
Right.
And the people on the other side absolutely believe that they were mm-hmm. in the right. So it's right. kind of cool that it tells it from both sides there.
I've noticed that a lot as we've been going over the Thanksgiving story again this year. We've been going, I was like, and we also need to stop and take a break and talk about this side of the story too.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So I think that's important.
I think so too. That's kind of what my approach to history is, trying to tell both sides. There's another good one that's if you were there when the Constitution was written, and that's by Elizabeth Levy. And there's another one, I think it's by the same author, it's in the same series, it's called If You Lived at the Time of the American Revolution. And this one's fantastic because it talks about the clothes they wore, it talks about what the kids would have been doing at that time, it talks about the two different sides, the Loyalists and the Patriots, and then it asks really good questions like, would you have seen a battle if you were mm-hmm. there at that time, which was really fun. So those have been really, really good books that we've kind of enjoyed from learning about all of this stuff. And another thing that kind of goes with that little unit study that we've done is Liberty's Kids. I don't know if you've heard of that.
That sounds super familiar.
It's a YouTube series of videos. I think there's 40 in total, which is insane.
Writing
to think
this
about
down.
I actually found out about this series from someone in our Commonwealth, but it's really, really well done. In fact, one of the story of Paul Revere, we were like trying so hard to figure out whose voice it was. Mm-hmm. And it was Sylvester Stallone was Paul Revere. Which
Did
is
I know
pretty
who
funny.
That is?
He's the one that's in the from the Rocky movies.
Oh, I was like, that sounds familiar,
yeah,
but it's
so
not
we were
coming
like,
to me.
We were like, oh my gosh, we know that voice. I think Walter Cronkite, the news reporter, he's in one of the voices. It has a lot of famous people in it, but it follows the story of these three kids.
Mm-hmm.
And around the time of the Revolutionary War, and it starts with the Boston Tea Party, and all of the shows have been so great, so
yeah.
We've really enjoyed learning about it through that too. That's pretty much all we're doing. We haven't done any science experiments or really anything along those lines. What we've been doing for science is reading these really good books called Have You Thanked an Inventor Today by Patrice McLaurin, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has another one called Have You Thanked a Kid Inventor?
Ooh.
But the cool thing about these books is they've led to a lot of these little rabbit trails where there was the inventor of the Super Soaker, whose name is Lonnie Johnson. So we found out about him through that one book. And then we've been able to like find another book that was written about him called Whoosh. And it was just fun. Like, oh, so a couple of these inventors and inventions we've just kind of like learned more about through YouTube videos and
That's
things like that.
So funny, because my son has been super into like learning about like being an entrepreneur and like inventions. So I let him watch an episode of Shark Tank.
Oh, that's such a
good
idea.
I bet he would love that. And he was obsessed.
Cool.
So I feel like even silly shows like that.
They make,
make
a big
impact.
He's
been loving that. I should check out those books too. He's been so into it lately.
Yeah, those ones have been really, really cool and sparked a lot of great conversations and further interest. But that's pretty much all we've been doing. My son's been obsessed with reading on his own, which is like every mother's
dream. That's amazing.
Dream.
I can't wait until you get to that point.
You will totally get there. I thought we were never going to get there, but it's mostly through graphic novels. Some of the ones that he's loved are obviously the I don't know what Charlotte Mason would call them. What does she call them?
Twaddle.
Yes, they're very twaddly. But Dog Man and Nate the Great kind of started it all.
We're doing twaddly books right now, too.
Hey,
so.
You got to do what you got to do to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But he's loved this Newbery Award-winning graphic novel called New Kid by Jerry Craft.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really good, and the illustrations are beautiful. And then another one, it's kind of on anxiety. It's called Guts. I think that one's a series too, but we've only read Guts.
That one's a graphic novel?
Yeah, it's a graphic novel as well. They have a smiley face on it. And then Catstronauts, he's loved that. And Amulet, there's just a few that he just cannot put down. But I would say those are some of his favorites.
It's amazing.
I know. Okay, so now you have to tell me all the things you're doing.
Yeah, I'm not to that level for sure. It's
not a lot. I feel like we have like three things we do every day. It's kind of insane.
No, I mean, we've kind of gotten into like a nice little groove, but I mean, it is by no means near what I had intended for this year to look
and
like.
That's okay.
And I just keep thinking, oh, next week we'll try to make it a little bit more elaborate, but it's not happening. So no.
And then we're going into the holidays. So
yeah, I'm like, I know we're hitting like a lot of like the major things.
Yeah.
And if we're not going to get to, you know, all the extras that I like to, that's okay, because that's just where we are right now.
It is okay. So what does your typical day look like?
Let's see. So typically my kids will get up, my older two will get up, and they have some things that they have to do independently in the morning.
Which is so, like, awesome.
Usually I'm doing some chores in the morning or feeding the baby or just kind of getting ready for the day. And they have their own things that they need to do. So we do reading eggs. I don't know if I've told you about that one, but
it's they really just, like it. They talk about it a lot.
They do. And I loved it for a while. It was like a great little, they like, it's games and stuff based on letters and phonics. And my son has completed it and everything, but it is a little difficult because I was watching him do it and I totally know he was just guessing. I was like, you're not even trying to read it. You just want to get through it.
That is so like him to outsmart the system and know.
So I just watched him kind of like tap a couple answers until he got, I was like, you're not even doing the work. So it's something that, I mean, might need a little bit more of my supervision lately. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping we can get back to the point where he can do that independently.
Yeah.
So they do that. And then they do Cosmic Kids Yoga.
That's so cool.
Which is just on YouTube. And then they do a meditation from the Breathe Kids app.
Okay.
They're just super short.
We love those.
But I do feel like it kind of sets our day up for success when we can get through those. So that's kind of what they do in the morning. That's their morning routine. And then they kind of do like cleaning up their room and getting ready for the day themselves. And then, like we've been saying, what we were going to do is shorter lessons throughout the week instead of full days.
Yeah.
So typically on the first day, we'll do handwriting, which is the Without Tears workbooks, which they love. What I've been doing with my daughter since she's a little bit younger and she's still kind of figuring out some of those letters that are more difficult for her is the like sugar on a plate.
Oh, smart.
And so if she's struggling with one of them, then I'll just have her do the letters a couple times.
How Montessori of you.
I know. So that's what they do.
She says handwriting's her favorite subject.
That's shocking. Cool. That's shocking. She definitely likes to lick her finger afterwards.
Of course.
So they do like the Without Tears handwriting. I mean, all of the things we're doing right now like requires no prep work. So it's like very, you can open it up and do it. It doesn't take time for me to do anything ahead of time.
Yeah.
So that's what's working for now. And then we'll also do math, but we do all of our math for the week that same day.
Nice.
So
then they know that math is done for the week.
Mm-hmm. So then they do like 3 pages from that math book that you're doing too.
Yeah.
The Living Math.
Living Math.
Something like that.
It's a pretty popular math series. I really like the workbooks.
Yeah. So we do that. They do 3 pages of that, and then they do a couple lessons on Khan Academy. And then the next day we do phonics and their language arts curriculums. My daughter is doing the Good and the Beautiful curriculum. I always botch that name.
You did it.
I did it.
You nailed it.
The Good and the Beautiful curriculum, and she's loving it. So that's what she does. And then my son does something a little bit different. And then we usually will do like a game. Like a sight word game or whatever.
The one that you created.
Stop.
Oh, I'm not doing very much. I'm just making up our own
games. Oh my
games
goodness. The day
play.
We did that game, it was literally all we did for the whole day.
That's so cool, though.
We just made like a little board game with some sight words that they had been struggling with. So then they
sight
would,
words are the worst. So
they are like
do.
The bane of my existence. I cannot. Like the days that I know we have to go through all the sight words, I just like dread it. Because if he's not into it and he's not paying attention, he's just going to say nonsense the whole time. And I'm just looking at him
it's so hard. It's so hard, though.
Yeah, it's a rough one. So we tried to.
It looks nothing like it's supposed to sound. Yes. You're supposed to know this.
You just have to figure that out. So we did like a little board where I put some of the words that he's been struggling to remember. Mm-hmm. And then they roll the dice, and whoever gets to the finish line first is the winner. Very simple.
That's so cool.
Not at all. And the next day, we do history, and then like one of the Tuttle Twins books, and philosophy, which is the same philosophy book.
Curious Minds, right?
Yes, one of my favorites. Yeah,
such a good book. I think we'll go through it again.
I'm hoping I bought it just because I feel like it's something I'll want to go back through multiple times.
It just gives you a lot of those good topics that you can kind of expand off of, like, oh yeah, I had never really thought to teach this concept. So yeah, let's dive in a little deeper here.
A few of them like have like little activities you can do afterwards. We don't always write all of it down like it suggests, but we'll just kind of discuss it and use it as like a
it's such a great jumping off point. I love that book.
And they love to just like get something out to play with or color while we do like this day, because it's a lot of reading. Mm-hmm. So they'll get out Magna tiles or building blocks or Legos or coloring and stuff. And that's kind of what they'll do.
While I'm reading, my son puts the yoga ball on the couch and jumps off. So
that's amazing.
Magna tiles sound so much better to me. I'm like, you're going to break your neck or something in the house.
That's terrifying.
Stop. Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah, so that's kind of what we do for the third day. And then we'll usually throw in biology. Which is just the Good and the Beautiful curriculum again. So that's kind of what we're getting to. And then whenever we do get to other things, sometimes we'll do story cubes or read some poetry. Mm-hmm. I've been working on books for a while. Like, they just took paper and like stapled it.
Yeah.
And so they'll use that sometimes to color pictures.
That's so cool.
Narrate stories that I write down. So that's the extent of our days right now.
That's a pretty full day for quarantine.
I mean, it's just a couple of hours here and there. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't even happen.
Yeah.
On some weeks when things are crazy.
Mm-hmm. Life is hitting hard.
Yeah.
That's great.
But I do feel like Netflix and Disney Plus and stuff, like, they're coming out with some great stuff for those days when it's just chaos.
Yeah, we've been watching a lot more TV than we ever have, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, same.
Time and season, right?
So how are you, like, staying positive?
I mean, I'm trying to get us outside every day. That always helps me. Of course, we're in our rainy cold season, so I'm not always feeling it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As much as I have in years past, usually it doesn't bother me, but it's easy to talk myself out of doing those things that I know are going to help me to feel better and him to feel better.
Yeah,
so
other day when we were going to meet halfway and I texted him like, we're going to be late. My daughter can't get buckled. I have to pull over to feed the baby. And you're like, do you just want me to come to you? I was like, no, I need the trees.
Yes, I'm like, so, I need the trees too.
Yeah. So sometimes you just have to.
Yeah, you have to just put in the effort. Even though you don't feel up to it, you're always grateful that you did it. Like, mm-hmm. I always feel better.
Yeah.
So that's probably been the number one thing that's helping. We have a little trail that walks along this river.
It's so pretty.
It's so, so pretty. So we take that pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think just kind of looking ahead, like trying to make plans of what we're going to do, you know, that's been helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. What about you? What are you doing to stay positive? I mean, you have a cute newborn to distract you from all of the crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think having a new baby, it's been easier to stay distracted and like in a routine.
Yeah.
And I think I really like routines.
I think you do too.
I love routines. So being able to kind of have a routine and stuff while we're home. And yeah, I think that's helped a ton. And obviously going outside, meeting up with you guys a few times a week. And Marco Polo is kind of great.
You're so good at staying connected.
Yeah, just keeping up with people. And we have like a family TV show that we are all watching together. So
that's really cool.
We have like rules that we can't watch unless everybody is available.
What are you watching?
It's called Once Upon a Time. It's kind of cheesy, but like we all are into it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's kind of what we've been doing. So
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna make it through, right?
Yeah. There's light.
We're gonna get through this.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too. Better days to come, but for now we're just kind of winging it.
Mm-hmm. I think everyone is.
Yeah.
Or at least I'm telling myself.
Yeah, I think I'm convincing myself of that, but I do feel like everyone's kind of winging it. There's not really an instruction manual for this.
Right.
So.
So I say do the best you can do with what you've got. So.
Yeah. And don't beat yourself up too much.
Mm-hmm. We're all struggling.
We are. All right. So what are you obsessing over?
It's kind of lame, but there is a season 2 of Dr. Death, the podcast.
I listened to the first one. It was really good.
Sounds very morbid, but it's actually really interesting. It's about doctors. The season's about an oncologist who is doing terrible things.
Makes you never want to go see a doctor.
Yeah, it really does. I'm like, I don't know if I can do this.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to listen to that one for sure.
It's good. There's a few episodes out now. So what are you obsessing over?
Well, my sister just got me a gift card.
Your birthday's tomorrow.
Okay, we don't need to talk about how old I'm getting. But I have been obsessed with this couch for a long time. And it's like, I just hate spending money. So I always talk myself out of getting it. And it's always sold out. Like, they sell out so fast. They're called Nugget Couch. It's like a little couch system for kids that they can build forts with.
I knew what you were saying.
They can build forts and they can climb on it. And it just seems so right up my child's alley. I'm excited. So now that I have gift card, I'm going to pick one out.
It makes so much sense for kids to have like a floor couch.
Yes. Like my child just doesn't like to sit in a regular couch or chair. He's always using furniture in the strangest ways or on the yoga ball. So
yes.
I feel like he'll have a blast with this.
I think so.
Very excited.
All right, anything else?
I think that's it.
All right.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.